إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Barely all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the One, the Most High. We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, today inshaAllah, my brothers and sisters, we begin our first part of a five-part series that shall deal with the important topic that I feel as a da'iyah has been neglected greatly on the path of da'wah, ala tariq al-da'wah, tools and means that a person who is calling to Allah must possess before, during, and after he is making da'wah. And this is one of the greatest actions that a Muslim can perform. For this is actually the job and the occupation of the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent al-Rusul to bring people out of the shirk and the darkness of disbelief into the light of tawheed, of singling out only Allah the Most High in worship. And therefore you as a Muslim must follow in the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was ordered in the Quran to inform us by saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says near the end of Surah Yusuf, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا. Tell them, O Muhammad, this is the path that I tread upon, that I follow, calling to Allah with enlightenment and with basirah, with truth, with knowing what is right and what is wrong through the Qur'an and the Sunnah. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. And this is the shahid, this is the important point. I and he who follows me. To be a true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must live your life in accordance to the laws of Allah and His Prophet, calling to the laws of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Allah tells us, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is greater and more blessed in statement than the one who says and calls unto Allah, calls the people towards Allah, towards worshipping only Allah, leaving off all forms of disbelief and innovation. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he himself practices righteous deeds and implements them upon himself and closest family. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And testify in state with his own words and actions and beliefs inside himself that I am from those who submit myself to Allah. إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, which is sahih, he says, نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ مْرِئٍ سَمِعَ مِنَّا شَيْئًا فَبَلَّغَهُ كَمَا سَمِعَ. May Allah on the Day of Judgment brighten and enlighten the face of a person who hears from us a statement, or who has reached him a statement from us, and then transmits it to another person the same way that he has heard it. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٍ, in this authentic hadith that we all know is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, transmit from me beneficial news, even if it is a single word or a single ayah. And therefore, we also see in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى هُدَى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. Surely the one who calls people to do righteous deeds shall receive the same reward that the people who follow him do, while they shall never lose any of their reward. And equally, ومن دعا إلى ضلالة, the one who calls to misguidance, he shall receive the same punishment and evil as those who followed his advice in doing what is evil, while their punishment shall not be diminished. And this falls under ad-da'wati ila Allah, falls under one of the greatest tazkiyah, recommendations and prestigious awards that Allah has given the Islamic Ummah, ordering what is good and forbidding what is evil. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Surely you Ummah, this Ummah, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the greatest of nations sent to mankind. Why? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Because you order what is good, you order belief, sunnah, and you forbid what is evil, anything that negates belief and sunnah. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you truly affirm and show your belief in Allah. And therefore the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by he who holds my soul in his hand, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْهِ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَ فَلَا يُسْتَجَبْ لَكُمْ. رواه الإمام الترمذي وحسنه الألباني. The Prophet ﷺ in this Hassan, good hadith, he says, by he who holds my soul in his hand, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will either order what is good and forbid what is evil, or you shall see that Allah shall send upon you a punishment from him. And then you shall turn to him in asking, in dua, turning to him in supplication, and you shall not be answered. So therefore you, my brother and sister, have been given this great responsibility by Allah to bring people forth to At-Tawheed. And this is why I have instituted this lecture series with you, to teach wallahi myself before any of you the important points that you should focus on in yourself in giving da'wah. And we begin our discussion, our first beginning point is التقوى والإخلاص, fearing and being conscious of Allah and having true sincerity to Him alone. This is the most important point in giving da'wah, and it begins with you. فَإِنَّكَ قَبْلَ أَن تَدْعُوا لَابُدَّ أَن تَسْأَلَ نَفْسَكَ هَذَيْنِ السُؤَالَيْنِ. Before you begin to call to the path of Allah, you ask yourself these two things. Is it without of the fear of Allah, and is it only for Him with sincerity? At-taqwa, ya ibad Allah, fearing and being conscious of Allah, hiya wasiyatullahi lil-awwaleen wal-akhireen. Taqwa, being conscious of Allah, is the advice and the legacy that Allah bestowed to the earliest of people and to the end of people. Allah tells us in Surah An-Nisa, verse 131, ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. He tells us, surely we have given a legacy and an order and a commandment to those who have been given the book before you and yourselves this important legacy and this important advice that you should fear Allah. لماذا? Why? For Allah, the answer comes from Allah. إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Surely Allah shall only accept from those who fear Him and are conscious of Him. And this is the important action in da'wah. Because generally speaking, when you call to Allah, not every time a person will adhere to what you say. Many times you will be rejected and you will be forced away and turned away. Fitting the example of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you have the fear and the consciousness of Allah, you know that you have done what you were ordered, and therefore it is sufficient for you. You have done what your duty has entailed. So you are not adverse in any way to the outcome of the person accepting or not, for you know it is all in the hands of Allah. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. He to whom Allah guides, none shall lead him astray. He is the one that is guided. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. Equally, the one that Allah leads away and allows to be misguided, none can bring him back to guidance. Also, we see that taqwa was also the advice that Allah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his ummah. In the famous hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, Al-Irbad, he says, وَعَظَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ مَوْعِظَةً ذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونَ وَوَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبِ فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مُوَعِظَةُ مُوَدِّعٍ فَأَوْصِنَا. The Prophet ﷺ sitting with his Sahaba, as is narrated by Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, one of the great Sahaba of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the Prophet began to give us an advice and an admonition that caused our eyes to well up with tears and caused our hearts to tear asunder from fear and of hope in Allah. So we said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if this is the last advice you are giving us. So therefore give us what you wish to say. Give us the sincerest of advice. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I order you to hold on to the fear and consciousness of Allah. وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. And to hear and to obey. وَإِن تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٍ. Even if you are ordered, and even if your leader is a slave who is placed upon you. وَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. And surely you who shall live for many years after me shall see a great deal of differing and things that were never practiced at my time. فَعَلَيْكُمْ. What is the solution? What is one to do in such a state that we are living in today? فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. I order you to hold on to my sunnah. وَسُنَّةَ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ مِنْ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عُضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتُ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. I order you to hang on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa after me. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, المهديين, who have been given guidance from Allah and Himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hang on to their example and mine with your molar teeth tightly. Hold on to my sunnah and their sunnah. And be wary and afraid of newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is a bid'ah and every bid'ah is a dalalah. Every innovation, whatever shape, way or form, it is misguidance even if you do not understand. So what is a taqwa? Knowing that we have been ordered by Allah and ordered by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is taqwa? We look to the great Sahabi Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who is one of the greatest interpreters of the Quran, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said himself. For we see in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, he says, خُذُ الْقُرْآنَ عَنْ أَرْبَعَ. If you are going to learn and recite and understand and interpret the Qur'an, take it from four people. And he began by naming Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was asked about what is the fear of Allah. فقال التقوى أن يطاع الله فلا يعصى. To be in the fear and consciousness of Allah, it entails that you obey Allah and never disobey Him. وَيُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى. And be constant in your remembrance of Allah so that you are never led to forget Him. وَأَنْ يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. And that you are constantly thanking Allah so that you are never led into disbelief. Never led into arrogance of thinking that you are the one who sustained yourself and family. That you must thank Allah so that you are never led to disbelief. One of the great tabi'een, Talq ibn Habib, and this is the definition of taqwa that most of the ulama have narrated, as is narrated by Imam ibn Abi Shaybah in his Musannaf. He says, At-taqwa hiya an ta'amala bi ta'atillah. It is that you work in obeying Allah. Ala nurin min Allah. Using enlightenment that has been sent by Allah to you, meaning the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَرْجُوا ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ. Hoping for Allah's reward. وَهِيَ أَن تَتْرُكَ مَعْصِيَةَ اللَّهِ. It is equally that you leave off all forms and types of sinning, great and small. عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Also using the enlightenment of Allah, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَخْشَى عِقَابَ اللَّهِ. Because you are fearing the punishment of Allah. So this is what taqwa is. And Allah gives us a great many descriptions and examples. For example, in Surah Ali Imran, verse 133 to 137, 136, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. And be earnest and hurry in trying to gather and accept the mercy of your Lord. Run and rush to the mercy of Allah. وجنة. And to a paradise, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, whose width is that of the heavens and the earth. It is prepared for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For al-muttaqeen, who are they? Allah continues, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They are those who give in the path of Allah when they possess great amounts and when they do not possess much. Whether they have $100 or $1, they will give something in the path of Allah. وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are also those who restrain their anger. And not just restrain it, but they also pardon and forgive the shortcomings of others. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And surely Allah loves those who do righteous and good deeds. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And they are also those who, if they commit فَاحِشَة, a great evil deed, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or wrong their own self, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they begin to remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They quickly begin to ask Allah for His forgiveness. For who can forgive the sins other than Allah? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they never continue headlong in a sin once it has become apparent and known to them that it is wrong. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم. Surely for them shall be a great reward of forgiveness from their Lord.
وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
And gardens of paradise with rivers flowing beneath them, living in it forever. And surely this is the greatest reward for those who have done righteous deeds. This, my brothers and sisters, is a taqwa that you must possess when you are calling to Allah. Equally, you must also have ikhlas, sincerity. For it is not enough just to be fearing Allah and conscious of Him, because this is something that will also need sincerity of action only to Him. Al-Ikhlas, my brothers and sisters, is what will give you the greatest rewards even with the smallest act. When you have a good amount of Ikhlas, you are true in your action. Even if what you are doing seems little to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept it from you greater, in a greater manner than for you to do a large action that does not have full sincerity to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this clear in the Quran, and so has the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know the authentic hadith narrated by both Al-Imam Al-Bukhari wal-Imam Muslim, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Surely actions are judged by their intentions. And surely for every person, he will receive that which he has intended, the reward of that which he has intended. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith narrated by Al-Imam Al-Nasa'i, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا وَبِتُغْيَ بِهِ وَجْهُ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never accept an action unless it was intended only for Him and seeking only the beneficence of His face, the Most High subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this clear to his Sahaba, as is narrated by Imam Ahmad in the authentic hadith. The Prophet ﷺ came out to his Sahaba and he said, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمَ الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. He came to them and he said, surely, O my companions, the greatest thing I fear for you is committing the minor shirk. قَالُوا وَمَا الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Messenger of Allah, what is minor shirk? He said, الرِّيَاءُ. رِيَاءُ, my brothers and sisters, مُشْتَقٌ مِنَ الرُّؤْيَةِ. Riya is a word that is derived from the Arabic root meaning to see something or to have something be seen by others. And in istilah, in understanding it in the linguistical sense, this is what it means, to have someone see something. But in a sharia, it means هُوَ إِظْهَارُ الْعِبَادَةِ بِقَصْدِ رُؤْيَةِ النَّاسِ لَهَا. Al-Riya is that you do an action so that other people will see you doing it so that they may praise it. Al-Riya, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the greatest thing I fear for you. Al-Riya, يقول الله يوم القيامة. The Prophet ﷺ continues and says, Allah on the Day of Judgment shall say to the person who did his actions in pleasing others and not for Allah, يقول الله يوم القيامة إذا جزى الناس بأعمالهم. When Allah begins to distribute the reward amongst the people who have done righteousness, He shall come to these people who have riya, and He shall say, اذهبوا إلى الذين كنتم تراءون في الدنيا فانظروا هل تجدون عندهم جزاء. Go to those who you used to try to please in this worldly life, and see if they can give you a reward this day. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This is a severe test, my brothers and sisters. Ikhlas is important in a da'wah, because equally, the one who will not have ikhlas, surely his da'wah may not be accepted by the one who he is making it to. For the person sees that he is not sincere and is not meaning to have him enter into the true understanding of al-Islam and of al-Tawheed. I leave you in this first part of our lecture with the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim from the statement of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن أول الناس يقضى عليه يوم القيامة رجل استشهد. The first person that will be deemed from the people of the fire on the day of judgment is a person who was martyred fighting in the cause of Allah. It sounds strange, my brothers and sisters, but listen to the conclusion of the hadith. رجل استشهد فأتي به. He shall be brought in front of Allah, and he shall be questioned by Allah, and Allah shall show him his ni'mah. Allah shall show him his ability that he was bestowed by Allah. His ability to wage jihad, the ability to be in a place where he would receive al-martyrdom. فَعَرَفَهَا, and he shall know the blessings that Allah gave him. قَالَ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا, what did you do with this blessing that we gave you? قَالَ قَاتَلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِكَ حَتَّى اسْتَشْهِدْ. Allah shall ask him, what did you do with all that we have given you? He shall say, I fought in your path until I met martyrdom. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ, it shall be said, you are lying. إِنَّكَ قَاتَلْتَ لِيُقَالَ هُوَ جَرِيءٌ, surely you only fought so that people will say he is courageous. فَأُمِرَ بِهِ, it shall be ordered that he be dragged. وَسُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ, ordered that he be dragged on his face until he is thrown in the fire. وَرَجُلٌ, and the second, رَجُلٌ تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, a man who acquired knowledge and then began to teach it. قَالَ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا, Allah shall show him all his blessings. Learning the Qur'an, memorizing the Qur'an, تعلم العلم وعلمه وقرأ القرآن, memorize the Qur'an. And Allah shall show him this blessing, فَعَرَفَهَا, and he shall recognize the blessings of Allah. قَالَ مَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا, what have you done with what we have given you? قَالَ تَعَلَّمْتُ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمْتُهُ وَقَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ وَقَرَأْتُ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنِ, I have learned and then I taught about Islam, and I recited the Qur'an for you. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ, it shall be said, you are a liar. إِنَّكَ تَعَلَّمْتَ لِيُقَالَ عَالِمًا وَقَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ لِيُقَالَ قَارِئًا, surely you only learned so that people will say he is knowledgeable, and you only recited so that people will praise your recitation. فَقَدْ قِيلَ, and it was said to you, and you enjoyed the praise of others. فَأُمِرَ بِهِ, it is ordered that he be dragged and thrown on his face in the fire. وَرَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ جَمِيعِ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ, the third is a man who Allah gave all different types of wealth. And فَأُتِيَ بِهِ, he shall be brought in front of Allah, and Allah shall show him his blessings to him. فَعَرَفَهَا, and he shall recognize it. مَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا, what have you done with it? مَا أَنْفَقْتُ مَا فَرَبْتُ سَبِيلًا إِلَّا أَنْفَقْتَ فِيهِ, I never left the path that you wished for me to spend in except that I spent. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ, you are lying. إِنَّكَ أَنْفَقْتَ لِيُقَالَ جَوَادٌ, you only gave so that people will say that he is generous. فَقَدْ قِيلَ, and it was said to you. فَأُمِرَ بِهِ, it shall be ordered that he be dragged and thrown in the fire. My brothers and sisters, sincerity is an important part, integral part of a da'wah to Allah. And this is why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was successful. For he was the most fearing of Allah out of all humanity, and the most sincere in his worship to Allah, the Most High. So let us learn from these lessons. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده, والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Finally, my brothers and sisters, after understanding that taqwa and ikhlas are important and integral part of the Muslim's activity in da'wah, Let me leave you with some questions that you must ask yourself and that you should ask yourself. لماذا تدعو? Why are you calling to Allah? What are you doing it for? Why are you speaking the truth? Why are you making this tabligh, ordering people to do what is good, forbidding them from what is evil? And second, لمن تدعو? What are you calling for? Are you calling to Allah, to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the actions and the implementation of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Tabi'i Tabi'een, to the words of Al-Imam Al-A'zam Aba Hanifa, Al-Imam Malik, Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, Al-Imam Ahmad? Or are you calling to things other than what were brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And second, and third, and finally, ask yourself, when I am calling to Allah, is it for personal benefit or is it for Allah alone? Before I conclude, knowing that Eid al-Adha shall be soon upon us, I wish to advise myself and you by a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim from the statement of Umm Salama, the wife of the Prophet, Umm al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا دخلت العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يمس من شعره وبشره شيئا. If any of you wish to make udhiyah and the 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah have begun, let none of you who is going to be doing the slaughtering touch any of his hair or any of his skin or any of his fingernails. And this is something that is important that many of us have forgotten, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us, those who are going to be making dhabiha in this blessed day of Eid al-Adha, that they are to abstain from cutting their hair or cutting their fingernails, for this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we look in the madhahib, we see Al-Imam Ahmad and Ba'd al-Shafi'iyya, Al-Imam Ahmad madhhab and some of the Shafi'i, has deemed yuhram alayhi akhza ayy shay'in minha, that for a person it becomes haram for him to touch any of his hair or any of his fingernails or body in these 10 days if he is going and intended to make udhiyah. This is if he has already known of what we are teaching to you today, that you should not cut the hair or cut the fingernail. And for Imam Al-Aman Al-Ilmiyya, some of the Shafi'iyya and some of Al-Malikiyya have deemed that it is makruh that the person is to cut from their hair. They have made it lesser than haram. Ala kulli hal, at any rate, it is important for us to know that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam deems that the person should not cut any of his hair or any of his fingernails if he, the individual himself, has intended to do the slaughtering himself, for this is also something that is recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the advice that we advise you with. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gathered us here in this blessed masjid, Masjid Khalid ibn al-Walid, in the city of Toronto, to gather us all once again in Jannat al-Firdawsi with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who see the truth for what it is, and to make us from those who see the falsehood from what it is. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna istiba'a, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna istinaba. Allahumma arzuqna al-birra wal-huda wal-tuqa ya arham al-rahimeen. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.